Lauren Jones. How are you?
Oh my goodness. What is this? Is this your new radio voice? Are you going Howard Stern on me? What's happening?
Well, gonna pretend like I'm Johnny Cash.
You should. Oh my goodness. It's a good thing that this is recorded because you get to go back and listen to this and it's amazing.
I definitely do, Lauren, and I do declare. I know that you were a Kelly girl back in your days in Galveston.
Back in the day, my mom said I should be a Kelly girl, so I went ahead and listened to her.
I don't know if we've ever said that story on the podcast before.
Hey, LJ, how many talks at conferences have you given on AI this year?
Oh, my goodness. I actually have no idea. It's been so many.
Oh, God. And how many times have you taught this AI to supercharge your desk course already?
Over 2 dozen times now.
2 dozen. God, you were at 8 the last time I asked you, like a month ago. Good Lord.
I know. It has been exceedingly popular and it's gotten rave reviews. So we're super excited about what I think is going to be the leveling the playing field. The great equalizer is generative. And, you know, I've been quoted as saying, AI won't replace you, but someone that knows how to use it will. And so you need to get on it if you have it.
That's right, guys. So check out the Supercharger Desk with AI that Lauren is teaching via Leap Consulting. And you can find her at lauren@leapconsultingsolutions.com.
Okay.
What's going on over there?
Hey, so folks, little backstory. So how I got in the industry, like many of us who haphazardly stumbled upon this amazing industry that I've stuck with for 26 years, I stumbled into it. I'm a musician by education and by profession before, you know, I came into this world. And
you have an album out, by the way, if you could.
What's that?
You have an album somewhere.
Yes, I do. I have 3 and then 1 compilation. So please don't go Google that, guys. It's really embarrassing. But it's all classical music. It will not interest you. Any hoodles. As a classically trained musician, there is not, I know you do, there is not a ton of money in it. Surprise, surprise, guys. But when you're young, you're like, I can live like this. I can live like a vagrant forever. So like a nomad forever, right? And then you realize, oh my gosh, I want to get married. I want a family. And 6 months, you know, on the road a year is probably not conducive to that. And so mommy ma said, well, why don't you just go be a Kelly girl? Because that was the only job she ever had, the only like real employment she ever had. And then she was stay-at-home mom and all that good stuff after that. It was the time. And so I signed up for Kelly Services and the rest is history. That was where I got my start as a temp. And then they forgot to pay me. The sales rep came in, Debbie Pezos, I'll never forget, brought me my check and we like hit it off, became fast friends. And then they asked if I wanted to be a recruiter and so on and so forth. And then you just grow up in the industry. It was pretty cool. And I got to sing and work at the same time. So it was, do my music and all of that at the same time, super flexible. So it was nice. But you know what I want to talk about, speaking of flexible work in 2024, because that seems to still be a controversial topic. Let's squash that. That's so 2022. Let's talk a little bit about learning and development, because it's going to be a big focus of ours this year, guys. We have, learning, look, 2024 is, you know, we've got AI, and because I can't go a conversation without talking about AI, we're also going to have personalization, right? Because AI is sort of degraded personalization. The next thing is the stickiness we need to, and it's retention. And how do we get retention? That is through learning and development and developing our people. And you've been a part of putting some of these together, right? Raise your hand. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Great. And by the way, Zoom is doing this really fun thing where if you raise your hand for a certain period of time, it does the icon for you and then it does the thumbs up. So if you haven't seen that, very fun for me because I'm very handsy. In a Zoom kind of talking way, not the other kind of way,
not in the HR kind of way.
On Zoom, I do a lot of talking with my hands. That's probably the
way. Good clarification. Yeah. Glad we got there.
Yeah. You just need to make, you know, it sounded funnier in my head. Anyway. So I think one of the things we want to highlight is learning and development has to be a part of the conversation with your employees, right? It's critical. You know, you get these people, the economy's rough. You got some really great talent. How do you keep them? How do you...
You got kids like myself, fresh out of school, not sure what they want to do. I mean, we are like primed for that type of talent. Communications majors, sociology majors, journalism majors, psychology majors, they all do really, really well in our industry. Former teachers, they do really, really well in our industry. And so, you know, learning and development has to be, I agree with you, it has to be a part of your culture. It has to be a part of who you are. And it has to start from the first day. And, you know, in that spirit, we're putting a ton of focus on that. Both I know at Newbury and at Leap. So we are working on a couple certifications. So, you know, we have our AI course. And guys, if you haven't taken our AI course, it's a must. It's a must. It's a one-time fee. You get two sessions with us. It's 1 hour for learning and then the other hour for we do a workshop session. So that, you know, it's tactile. We want you to get in there and learn and feel comfortable and do all of these things. But then the other one.
Pause there for a second. For AI, I think we've been saying this, right? Like, you need to be paying attention to it, which means learning about it, playing around in the models, right? Like whatever model you choose, you know, creating beautiful images in Firefly, which is really powerful, by the way, or DALL-E. And then once you, like, I think the progression, I think this is what I want to say to people is like an AI strategy. This is not fully vetted for you, but this is like a plan. So you teach everyone to look at it and understand what it can do. Now that you understand what it can do and you're playing with it, you should be paying attention to where it can help you in your business. And there are people help like doing things for you, like, you know, like the bullhorns. I know Tracker has it. Most of the platforms are going to have it. I know our friends at Candidately, 3DIQ. The Gorilla Works, Staffing Engine has it everywhere. So that you're looking for places where it can fit in the business. So that's phase two. But phase three is actually building out or engaging people to build out your own models or your own plans and how they're going to really drive efficiency, whether it's directive or generative, et cetera. So three phase approach. But phase one is understanding what it can do and playing with it. 100%. So you got to start playing with it.
You have to start. There's a lot of fear around it. And you would be surprised how many times I walk into a virtual room of people who you know, ChatGPT and just aren't sure and they haven't even tried. And we've had such good success with end users who just knew nothing about it and were really scared of it coming out feeling so confident about reevaluating their days. And finding those little administrative things that used to take so much time. And that's all you have to do, guys, to even get started is do an exercise sheet for a day. What are you doing that is manual? What are you doing that is not automated? And what is consuming your day? And how could a virtual assistant help in any capacity? So that's a big one.
What else are we doing?
Yes.
Oh, what's more AI talk? Sorry.
No. Let's move on because I think the next one is digital transformation in general. So this is where I think we've gone just a little bit sideways again in that we don't really have this infrastructure to manage these tech stacks. You know, and I'll give myself as a great example. We did not have this role. Rhonda Driggs and I created this role when we were working together. It did not exist, you know, and it's that you know, we called it, you know, a VP of talent technology because, you know, that was the most creative thing we could come up with at the time.
Is that how Kate got that job title, by the way? Is that how Kate Rutherford got her job title?
Yes, as a matter of fact, because okay. I wrote the, you know, Rhonda and I wrote the job description. It's really about bringing IT, biz ops, and marketing together because these three, you know, departments are really part and parcel to a good digital transformation strategy or a continual transformation strategy. And that's kind of what I want to be the buzzword this year is continual transformation strategy. because it can't just be digitizing and then automating. It's got to be continual. You have to keep innovating.
Rose my hand. I put my hand up again.
I love it.
All right. Because this is a practice and it is not a, there's no, like, you got to think, like Coach Saban said, you got to enjoy the journey if you're going to be on this, because it is a journey. You don't get to a destination, because I think we all understand that technology changes very quickly. Things change very quickly. So you are on a journey, right? There's four things that you practice. Medicine, again, it's a practice, so don't get too pissy if they don't have it perfect. The law, they charge a lot, so they should get it right the first time, but it is still a practice. Sales is still a practice. Marketing and sales are kind of the same thing. They're both practices, right? We never test. But I think this, the way that we operate businesses and organize businesses and workflows is a journey, and it's never ending in the fact that you are constantly having to iterate and move and keep finding better workflows and processes with people, better workflows and processes with technology, and then ideally the combination of the two.
Right, exactly. And so what I think we've done as an industry is kind of a disservice to this idea of digital transformation and continual transformation and not really creating a role for it. It's usually somebody in operations or somebody in marketing that's kind of come up in the company and they get slapped with managing the vendors.
They're like, okay, here's a whole bunch of vendors. Here's a whole bunch of technology.
Right.
Good luck.
Go manage it. And really, you can create a cost center out of this whereby you are having QBRs with all of your vendors. You're holding them accountable to a report card, just like you would, you know, a VMS or MSP, like an MSP, where we would hold the vendors accountable to certain deliverables. It should be no different. And yet we don't have that. We don't roadmap, for that continual transformation. And so what we want to do is create a certification program. And what we're in the process of doing is creating a certification program, a digital transformation certification, whereby we can take some of the people that are in those positions and better educate them to get better results. So we don't have tech bloat through duplicative technology. So we don't have tech debt from old practices. And so we don't have lack of adoption because we haven't harmonized with our other departments to, you know, get all of the new technology or new practices out. So there is a real job behind this. We can even put MBOs behind it. I mean, I have a full job description, a full MBO package. And so we really want to create some better digital transformation experts in the industry. And so that's what's coming next, because I think it will serve the industry well to have some leading digital transformation experts that aren't just doing it as a side hustle.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. We got to get other people to talk about digital transformation besides Lauren at conferences, guys.
Yeah, guys. I mean, I'm sick of my own voice sometimes. I would love that. I would love to share the stage. I would love to I would love to create a panel of people that we've educated to talk about, you know, what they're doing differently. I love new sets of eyes on stuff so that I learn. I'm perpetually a student.
As your book budget displays. All right. So you like that one?
I know.
Anyway,
we
got more books. That's pretty cool. I like that. So digital transformation certification. I'm looking, by the way, I gave Lauren access to a spreadsheet that I created to start organizing sales, and it exploded rapidly yesterday. I was like, I could just see her in there throwing up her brain and everything she wanted to do in one place. And I was like, oh, this is what it looks like in there. And then I promptly closed my computer, walked away terrified. Anyway, so we have the digital transformation certification. What I think maybe this is like a really great perk benefit and just any of these certifications that we're going to talk about for career pathing, mm-hmm. Right? You get somebody and you're like, oh, hey, here's your job. Here's your vendors. Here's all like, go figure this out. Now it's, hey, go figure it out. But we're going to give you, without having to pay Lauren thousands upon thousands of dollars, continuously for months, which I know she likes, but
sure,
maybe not always necessary. We can help you create these people because Lauren suffered through learning kind of how to do it.
Oh my gosh. I've made every mess up known to man in here. So let my mistakes be your education. And I'll tell you, you know, I've spent a couple of years with firms, you know, since the opening. I was with one customer for a little over 2 years, another one for 19 months. And I really want to teach people how to fish. I don't want to be there, you know, forever. I want to be able to teach people, you know, how to scale their organization, how to scale their technology. And so if we can just pick the right individual within the organization and empower them through, you know, education, you know, we will have a cohort of digital transformation experts that know, again, how to hold vendors accountable, how to manage the tech stack, how to get ROI, and have a meaningful report card for accountability and a meaningful financial number that demonstrates return on your investment. And again, the road mapping and, you know, that tech bloat, this is where I'm seeing the most injury right now, is what I'll call it, like business injury, is because a lot of this technology, I mean, they're not going to stop developing, right? And then agencies end up with, again, this duplicative technology because one technology now does three more things than it used to. And now you've got three tools doing the same thing and you're paying for all of them. And so how do we avoid that? You avoid that by continuing to go and look at it. We have our biannual tech stack review. We do it in January. We do it in June. Or we have just a once annual. I would be happy if you just came in once a year for your health, your tech stack health checkup. I won't be a dentist and say every 6 months, but just once a year, well, come to us and take inventory.
And I think that, you know, it's going to save a ton of money long term and a ton of headache for leadership teams. So if you don't like booking a million calls with vendors every 6 months or once a year, then this is the way to go, because we, as in Leap, I guess I'll consider myself part of Leap in this case,
yes,
have the greatest repository of information about the vendors in the industry and partnerships with most of them. So you're going to get really good pricing if we do think that something would help, or if we think you are bloated. Lauren once sent me an email and she was like, we're canceling, but just tell me how to do it because this is a massive bloat and we don't need it anymore. And I was like, you know what? You're not using it. It's a pain in the ass. We're not creating a great experience. Okay. And I think that's my lens, right? Are we creating a great experience if I'm providing a product or a service? And if not, like, I'd rather you use that money elsewhere and not be pissy at my company or have a poor reputation.
Bad reputation, right? And if vendors are doing, you know, if vendors are doing right by their customers, they're continuing to exhibit their ROI. And you know, this, you know, I advise a lot of software. And, you know, one of the things that I tell them all the time is number one, you need to have your three, you know, your three value propositions out of the gate. Those need to be memorized, stamped on your forehead, written in stone. Like those are your three commandments, right?
I don't like fake tattoos, Elle. I'm sorry. I'm not going with that.
Mark your spot. Do whatever you have to do, but you need to have your value propositions really defined for your listeners. And they need to be simplified, right? Keep it simple, silly. The KISS rule there. And then the other is that you need to demonstrate at any given time your ROI. What metric are you moving? How are you moving it? When are you moving it? Where are you moving the needle for an organization? And there are a couple products out there that do this phenomenally. Like they have a dashboard up at top. This is how many hours I've saved you. This is how much revenue we've created within the company. If you can do that, put it in front of your end user, that's software stickiness at its finest.
Build that in the beginning, by the way. All right. What other courses do we have?
So we have our AI course. We have a digital transformation certification coming. And then we're also looking, we're also creating a Bullhorn certification. So we are agnostic, right? So we are vendor neutral. We pride ourselves on our neutrality. But we do have a lot of, you know, just inevitably we have a lot of Bullhorn users. And so we want to be create a Bullhorn admin program whereby we can really equip Bullhorn admins with the right tools to manage the product appropriately, to make you a little less reliant on submitting tickets, and really, really help you navigate the massive Bullhorn organization. So, you know, that Bullhorn administration package, we're really excited about, and think it will help a lot of Bullhorn customers as well, because we really want to do that. And then inevitably, I'd love to do that for every software vendor. You know, we're starting with the you know, biggest piece of the pie right now, but
there's a lot of Bullhorn users who need an admin.
But in like I said, inevitably I'd love to create this in sales for Salesforce products and for other software as a service products, because you do need somebody responsible for your large foundational tools.
I think maybe one of my favorite things that we're doing is we have this idea of we're working with WhatFix, but even before that, just training videos. We have a training video package, right?
Yes.
So if you have no idea what your team is supposed to be doing and you're scaling, and to scale, you probably made a bunch of money and added a bunch of headcount. And if you want to keep it up and be effective, you're probably going to have to spend some money to keep doing that.
Yep. So, I mean, that's such a great way to finish all of this off, because we've put together a fixed price WhatFix package, and we're going through our WhatFix certification right now so that we can implement it as well. But a fixed price, 35 foundational videos. Remember, WhatFix is embedded training, and I really do think it's the future. I mean, look, I love a good LMS like anybody else, but I really want your training inside your tools.
In-app tutorial,
in-app reminders. So it's keeping the end user where they work. And so WhatFix does a beautiful job of, you know, creating the step-by-step for the newbie. And it, you know, it also creates a repository of those videos. So embedded training is the future, guys. If you're not looking at it, embedded onboarding, embedded training, like all of this is about easing experience.
Embedded analytics. So there's real time and useful when you need them. Yep. You're not getting a report in the morning and then things, you know, like, hey, I'm a recruiter. How many jobs do I need to put, or how many people do I need to put in seats right now at X client? What's coming tomorrow?
Right.
What's my success rate? Like, real-time analytics across all of your platforms, right? Like, this client is really profitable and this client's really good to work with. They have a high NPS score. We place a lot of people very quickly without a lot of friction, and the account manager gets back to us promptly. That would be amazing. Like, how much more efficient would your business be if you weren't submitting to Jim, your buddy, but Jim, your buddy never responded?
Yes.
I want to highlight embedded analytics. I'm sorry.
Embedded everything, right? I mean, it's the native embedded. We want a smooth internal and external experience. And I won't say frictionless or streamlined. I will just say we want a smooth and easy process inside and out. And any tool that you can get today that is offering that embedded or native experience is really where you should be prioritizing your investments.
I'm going to call this episode Embedded.
Embedded Learning and Development. Yes.
I like it. All right. Well, and then maybe the last one that I just think is ridiculous, but people actually like, and we'll jump after this, Elle, is Lauren and her team love to make dance cards. So picture, if you've watched Bridgerton, right? If you watched Bridgerton, which is whatever it is in terms of feminism and misogyny, like, don't worry about it. Like, the woman has a card and guys walk up to it and they write their name on it. So a dance card, but for you attending conferences, which in my brain, I look at the conference, I'm like, I want to go da 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 da. Oh, I look at the attendance and you might not have it sometimes, but usually like they share who's attending. And you're like, oh, I got to go meet these people, but I'm a salesperson and I have an agenda. I'm not going to lie. Lauren does a great job in her team of creating Bridgerton-style dance cards for what you should attend or go to or meet
so,
at shows.
You did a great job of opening up. So listeners, let me explain so we can associated with the Bridgerton, which I mean, it was pretty good. So this all started in our advisory services. So we take really good care of our advisory customers. We take care of all of our customers, but our advisory customers are the ones that sort of sign on for the long term. Those where, you know, the team's been on for, you know, a year or more, and we've got many projects, and we're just sort of embedded in the organization to help create efficiencies and effectiveness. And so we started doing this as an add-on offering because as we were helping the customer improve and grow, they started identifying people to start going to events as that, you know, digital transformation person. You know, so as we were in there coaching them to identify talent to do these things, now they were putting their money where their mouth is and sending people to these conferences. And so if you're a first-time attendee to a conference, I don't know about you, but I remember the first time I went, I was like a deer in headlights. You know, I don't like crowds. I was so confused and so overwhelmed.
Yeah. Shout out to Raymond Penny, my old boss at Kylo, who graciously showed me around when I was a Bullhorn rep in 2018. I was a deer in headlights.
Yeah. I think we've all had that moment. And so, you know, I had some new people that were going to be there. So what we did was we put together a dance card. We put together the entire agenda for the conference. We told them the sessions that were going to be most applicable to the things that they were working on. We also put who they should meet in these sessions. So who they should go up to at the end and introduce themselves to, hand their card to, get connected on LinkedIn with, so that they had a cohort when they were leaving. And for women, especially, we had a couple of them go to dinner with some people. So now they have these friends to return to next time they go to a conference. And so it's really just about helping them, you know, stay connected post the conference, because I don't want it to be this, you know, few thousand dollar event that you invest in your people and then they just get nothing out of it. So these dance cards are meant to maximize the outcomes and maximize the information that's there. And, you know, we don't charge a ton for it, but it's like I said, it started out as a great service. We have a round table before the conference to help ground them and, you know, little things. I did a live webinar with Leslie Van Gree talking about, you know, what to do when you check in and get your badge and all of those types of things, getting them comfortable about looking for me and where I'm going to be. Because I'll be there normally.
That every person, and it's impossible to get her to go to the next thing that you need to.
I know. I'm sorry. I get distracted. I want people to come to these events, and I know businesses put a ton of money into them. And when you finally get to that position, you know, that position that, because usually you're sending, you know, senior managers or directors and above to these things, you want them to want to go back and get the most out of it. And then the next phase is getting them to speak. And I've now taken a couple of those sort of graduates of our dance cards. We've got them on panels and got them being thought leaders. And that's really where we want to take it. We want to have more thought leaders, more digital transformation experts. And the dance cards are all a part of that.
Yep. And I absolutely love it. Okay. So let me just recap and then we'll jump here, because we're going on 30 minutes of us just talking about stuff we're offering.
This is awesome.
We have the AI stuff. The AI, Supercharger Desk with AI, which we've done a ton of sessions, and it's step one in understanding and getting your business to think about using AI in their day-to-day, which is mission critical. If you're not thinking about it or have an AI strategy, reach out to us. We don't need to sell you things to help you a little bit, but I think the course would be a great place for you to start with your organization. We have the Digital Transformation Certificate. So before you promote somebody and say, oh, hey, go learn this, which our industry and most industries love to do, we will give them guidance and help them not make the same mistakes that Lauren or myself made as we tried to guide organizations into, you know, using technology and people in the right way and getting the best outcomes. We have a Bullhorn certificate for Bullhorn admins. The goal for that is to expand that to every type of ATS CRM for you guys. We have a What Fix and Fix a Video Pricing Package, 35 videos, getting What Fix embedded. Embedded is the word. And then we have the Bridgerton style conference dance cards, which Lauren is not, I'm going to get in trouble for copyright if I type it anywhere and sell it that way. But for the sake of this podcast, if you're going to conferences and you are sending a team and you have some strategic goals and you're not sure how to get that organized, or if you're working with us and you want the service, let us know. It's really fun. They're pretty, like, I've seen Lauren's that she creates for people, and it's pretty legit. And you know, if you need a dance partner, you know, Lauren organizes it. But I also think the dinners are really
nice. You ask that. Well, if there's a conference where it's either me or Rob there. So if you need a chaperone, we are both happy to welcome you, meet you down at registration, and get you comfortable.
Yep. So anyway, all right, with that, LJ, it is going to be our second episode of the year. So happy year 4, moving into year 5 here. And super thankful for our friendship. And I think Mandy feels the same way, by the way.
Oh, well, I am super thankful for you both. And I just can't wait to be Gigi LJ.
Coming sooner than we think. All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to the You Own the Experience podcast.
You can catch all our previous episodes at whyweepodcast.com and learn more about our thriving staff and community by signing up for the Why We newsletter.
And coming soon is Staffing Huddle, an online open community dedicated to your staffing success.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Lauren. Go do something good.
Bye, guys.